The Oxfam report says the development agenda of the Doha trade round is dying a death by 1,000 cuts. It says the Director General of the World Trade Organization, Pascal Lamy, and other key actors in the negotiations have deliberately lowered expectations. Executive Director of Oxfam, Jeremy Hobbs, says the proposals on the table fall far short of what developing countries think they were promised and could realistically expect. Nevertheless, he says Oxfam does not want to see Doha collapse.
We certainly don't advocate taking a walk, but what we think is more feasible is that developing countries should hold out for a better deal, which means a prolongation of the process. And we're saying that that's far from ideal. There's a lot of risks in what's called a postponed or slow round, and certainly is not what we've been advocating till now. But if what's on the table doesn't improve, unless we get better offers, then we think that would be a better option than signing something that could actually be so damaging.
One of the risks in prolonging the round, Hobbs says, is that it might be harder to get a deal through the United States Congress after the U.S. Trade Promotion Authority expires in mid-2007. At the Hong Kong Ministerial in December, WTO members agreed to put all new proposals on the table by April 30th. Meetings this week in Geneva failed to nail down agreements. The members have acknowledged they would miss that deadline and have canceled a planned ministerial. A new deadline has been set for July. Oxfam blames what it calls brinkmanship by the European Union and United States for failures to move the talks along. It accuses the two powerful trading blocs of sidelining development concerns. Oxfam says agriculture is the key to unlocking poverty, yet it says offers made so far are not good enough. Indeed, it adds, current proposals would allow both the European Union and United States to actually increase their trade-distorting spending on agriculture. The head of Oxfam's trade team, Samar Verma, says poor countries are getting a raw deal on NAMA, or non-agricultural market access. He says current proposals on the WTO table would eliminate their ability to raise or lower tariffs on industrial goods.
The power of countries to be able to change tariffs, move it up or down at the time that they need it, without any restrictions from any multilateral agreement, has been a very significant factor, very significant tool of economic development for even the contemporary developed countries like the US. This option of using tariff as an instrument of development will be significantly curtailed, if not eliminated, by what is being discussed at the moment in NAMA negotiations.
Verma warns poor countries will not be able to increase tariffs to protect their domestic sector from increased imports, including the dumping of subsidized agricultural products from rich countries. He says this is likely to have a very big impact in terms of job losses and people's livelihoods. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.